This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw on Twitter the other day that a toy store here in Cleveland was closing. Didn't think much of it until I clicked through the article and saw that it was Big Fun Toys, run by a guy by the name of Steve Presser. It brought me up short because we've had Steve on the program probably 5 or 6 times in the past 5 or 6 years, checking in every now and then to see how things are going. And I always thought things were going pretty well. So since I found myself in Cleveland today, we called Steve, asked him if he had a minute, and he was good enough to come down to the studio. Steve, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and see you.
So I read that in May you're going to shut down this store after 27 years.
After 27 years, Big Fun is coming to an end on Coventry.
That makes me a little sad. What's going on?
It makes all of us a little sad. It's just the two words I use, it's time. Kind of like an old car that you love so much and you change the tires, the oil, the tune-up, and now it's a $3,000 engine job and the car's only worth about $1,000.
What's going on that made it, you know, made you need the engine job, I guess?
Well, it's the, you know, it's a new era. I mean, it's a whole different marketplace out there, pardon the pun. But the biggest negative impact on my business has been Amazon. And for us to survive, as you know, brick and mortars can still survive in this marketplace, you need to change your model. And I've continuously changed my model. Size of my store, how I operate, what I do, I need to do other things.
We should say here, you've been explicit in what I've read, that this is not about the Cleveland economy.
No, it's definitely not about the Cleveland economy. My buddy in Chicago closed after 38 years. Hmm. There are certain markets where our stores can do well, but it's not a Cleveland economy. Cleveland is doing great. I mean, look what's going on in our fair city.
Yeah, there's lots going on. We've been coming here for a number of years.
Absolutely.
And I should say here, just to give you the plug, there's a store in Columbus that's staying open, right?
Yes, Big Fun in Columbus is staying open. It's in the Short North, which is a vibrant, vibrant district between the campus, Ohio State, and the Capitol.
Was this a sudden realization on your part, or did it kind of creep up on you over time?
This has been creeping up on me for quite some time. You know, this is a really difficult decision for me to make, and I've had lots of conversations with my wife, Debbie, with people I look up to in the business world. They know what I've been going through. We've done alternative ways to keep us afloat, from financing from traditional banks to non-traditional to secondary and tertiary lenders.
So 27 years in business, you're still having to go to the bank to get operating capital?
I would be blessed and happy if banks would still lend me.
I should tell you, we said in our morning editorial meeting today that I was going to talk to you because the store was closing, and at least one of our editors, I was on the phone so I didn't quite hear it, but at least one person and maybe two in the office said, I love that store. I hear about that store all the time. I can't imagine what it's like for your customers.
Oh, it was heart-wrenching. It was a very cathartic week for me in the sense that over 100 people lined up when we had our store closing sale. It started last Friday. I brought out bagels and hot chocolate for the crowd, and we opened the door.
Let me tell you, it's chilly in Cleveland.
It is, you thin-blooded West Coast people. Yeah, so I shook hands with every one of the people who came through the door, over 100 people, and it was 15 degrees.
Let me ask you to sort of step back for a minute and look at the big picture economically with what's going on in Washington, with the tax law that has happened, with the deregulatory environment from the White House. How are you feeling about the American economy? I mean, you're a small businessman trying to get by.
I have not seen anything yet. Will I feel it? Well, if I was still in business, or I will be in business, I think I'll feel something. But I, you know, again, the definition of small business, and we've discussed this before, is 150 employees. Most of us small business operators are 10 and under. The tax consequences that Washington is providing for small businesses really doesn't trickle down to us. Yeah. We don't see it.
Steve Presser, Big Fun Toys. Thanks for coming in.
Kai, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.